Can I have that?
Yep.
Right. What do you see? It's black, isn't it? It's actually a photo of a room, a very comfortable room. If you have been lacking sleep, it would be really great to go into this room and just lie down. It's great, isn't it? Beautiful room. Can't you see it? It's there, right there. I can assure you, this is 100% a photo of a room. It's not just a black painting. It's actually a photo of the room. But what happens if you turn on the light? You need to see what's in the room. So you turn on the light, and this is what you see. Doesn't look very comfortable, does it? I mean, if you were walking around in darkness, what would you do? Right? If you're walking around in darkness in that room, you'll be hitting yourself on different things. You'll be kicking yourself. You'll be, like as Kamala showed us in the skit, you know, falling over and hitting your shins and grazing it. It's not pleasant to be in darkness. But you know what? The Bible also makes it very clear that this world is in darkness. This very world that we live in is in darkness, just as the room was in darkness. Have a look at John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. And again in John chapter 1 verse 9, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. What that is actually saying is that the world is not just in darkness, but the world itself is darkness. But when we consider the world we live in right now, is it in darkness? Look around. Are we in darkness? There isn't many places in Sydney that you can go to where there is total darkness, is there? You can't go somewhere in Sydney and expect to be in total darkness, because there's always street lamps. There is always light from the house. There is always light of cars going past. So how can the Bible say that the world is in darkness? This is because the darkness the Bible talks about is more about spiritual darkness than physical. It is more about us being spiritually blind. The darkness is the character of the people living in the world. Darkness actually characterizes the people living in the world. The Apostle John writes in John chapter 3, in chapter 3, verse 19. And this is... Too much. Okay, I'll explain that later. John chapter 3, verse 19. This is what John writes. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. It's clear, isn't it? Evil doers, people who commit evil, are in darkness. But this raises a problem for most people in the world, doesn't it? We don't consider ourselves as evil, do we? I mean, people like these people. Charles Manson or Ivan Milat. We would consider them as evil, don't we? They are evil to the core, don't we? Don't we think that? We don't think that we are evil. We are not killers. We are not abusers of people. Right? People simply don't consider themselves as evil. Hence, this verse must be for those evildoers in all those prisons. It must be referring to those people who commit crimes. It can't be about those of us who live out here in the western suburbs. But consider Colossians, chapter 1, verse 13. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. The letter to the Colossians, Paul only ever speaks of two kingdoms. Either you are in the kingdom of the Son, or you are in the dominion of darkness. That is why the Bible considers everyone to be in darkness. If you do not have Jesus, then you are in darkness. No matter who you are or where you live, no matter what you do, you are in darkness. This is where you are, even if you don't commit any crimes. And every action that is done in darkness, the Bible considers evil. Every word said, every action taken, every decision made in this world apart from Jesus is evil to God. Hence, living without Jesus is like driving on the M4 at night with no headlights. In fact, it is like driving at high speed with your eyes closed. It might be thrilling for a second. I mean, it might be even fun for some of us. But what will happen in the end? In the end, you will kill yourself if you drive like that. That is why we must take notice of what Jesus claims in today's passage. Jesus claims in verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus does not claim he is the light shining away from the world, or a light that is shining only to the people of Israel. Jesus shines for the whole world. He does not exclude people by race, gender, or age. He was sent by God to reveal the truth about this world and its relationship to God. And Jesus also claims that he is the only light of the world. When Jesus says, I am the light of the world, he's making an exclusive claim. He is not saying he is one of many lights, but he is saying he is the light of the world. There is no other light source. There is no other light that is available to this world apart from Jesus. But when we consider living in this world, when we consider our lives in this world, is it that bad? Is it that bad? Well, surely, it isn't that bad. Sure, we might have health issues and finance problems. We might have job issues and relationship problems. But by and large, most things sort themselves out over a period of time. If given enough time, all the problems that we face seems to sort themselves out. In Australia, not many people die by lack of medical services or social services. We are very well taken care of. Even having a job is not essential to survival, is it? If you can't get a job, we can always work for Julia Gillard. Right? There's always options for us to live comfortably in this life. So why would we need Jesus? Why do we need Jesus? Why do we need him as our light? If living in darkness isn't so bad, if living in this world isn't so bad, why follow Jesus at all? Light reveals what is hidden, and it also leads us out of darkness. Light by nature reveals what is hidden in darkness. When we turn on the light in a dark room, what was hidden is suddenly revealed. As long as the light is known, the mess of the room is not revealed. No one will know fully how messy the room is. You know, sometimes when I come home late at night, I go into the living room and it's dark. And I can't see anything. And it's good. It's good to come into a room that is dark because you don't see anything. But when you flick on the light, you see the evidence of my kids. They're right there in front of my eyes. And you think, oh, no. Yeah? Dark room is good because it hides the mess. And you don't feel the rising anger of seeing the mess. Without the light on, I would not have cared less about the mess of the room. But the light reveals what is messy about that room. And you have to clean it up, otherwise you'll kick yourself. In the same way, when Jesus came into this world as the light of the world, he revealed what was hidden in darkness of sin. He revealed the ugliness of sin. He revealed how vile sin is to God. He showed this by his perfect obedience to God and by what he taught to the people. That is why when we meet Jesus, our sins are revealed for what they are. It is not a comfortable thing. Sin is not a comfortable thing. The darkness that has hidden our thoughts and deeds, what we thought God could not see, all the desires And treasures of this world we yearn for, they are revealed as our idols. That is why, even when mowing the lawn, going to work or studying, cooking and having families, without Jesus, all of these are evil to God. These are deeds done in darkness without Jesus. But they serve our purposes. They serve our desires, not God's. That is what living in darkness is about. It is living for our own pleasures rather than following after Jesus. Because Jesus reveals what sin is. Because he reveals the devastating effects of sin. That is why we must follow Jesus. We can't live in sin. We cannot live in darkness. We must follow after him. For the light reveals the path out of darkness. He reveals a way for us to escape the darkness. Just as a flashlight would show us a path out of darkness, Jesus, our light, leads us from darkness. What's more, remaining in darkness is not an option, is it? Remaining in darkness is not a good option. For although Jesus says in verse 15 that he does not pass judgment on no one, it does not mean he will not judge at all. He is not saying that he will not judge at all. Have a look at verse 16. Verse 16 says, "But if I do judge, my decisions are right, because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me." Jesus does not say he will not judge. The emphasis of that verse is saying that his judgment is right. His judgment is just. When Jesus judges, the only thing we can do is accept his judgment because it is right. And the judgment of the people left in darkness is given in verse 21. This is what Jesus says of those who are left in darkness. "I am going away," and in verse 21, "I am going away and you will look for me and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come." Everyone left behind in the darkness will die in their sin. If we don't follow Jesus, the only prospect we have in life is to die in our sin. If we reject Jesus and don't follow him, when we have this chance now, there will be no further opportunity for us. There will no longer be any option for us. You know, in today's passage, we see the typical responses of this world to the claim of Jesus. They question his authenticity. They question whether he is right. They question who testifies that he is true. They question where he comes from and where he is. The Jewish leaders and the Pharisees demanded greater proof than Jesus himself. They demanded that Jesus bring forward a greater witness than himself to show that what he is saying is true. And they demand, and the world also will demand, that Jesus be proven to be true, and that the world demands that God is proven to exist. And ultimately, in the end, the world will reject Jesus because they are blinded by their sin and darkness. They cannot see the truth because, as Jesus says in verse 15, the world judges by human standards. And again in verse 23, the world is below and he is from above. You cannot judge what is up from above with the standards of the world. Human wisdom is limited. Human knowledge is limited. We may make decisions and judgment about the world, but no one can be 100% sure of what they judge. We all know that we are prone to making mistakes. There is no one perfect in this world. Even Richard Dawkins cannot say or claim to be a 7 in the scale of 1 to 7 of atheism. He cannot put himself on the extreme of atheism because he just doesn't know. He puts himself as a 6 because he just has to leave that one bit there to say, "I may be wrong." Hence, we make human judgment about an infinite God, and we can't get that judgment right. We will fall terribly short of the glory of God if we judge Him by our own standards and by our own wisdom. The other week, we went on door knocking on Marsden Road, just at the front. And many of the responses that we got from people is, I'm comfortable with my religion, whatever that means. I don't have time for Jesus. I don't have time for this. Please go away. I'm cooking dinner. Why are you in my front door when I'm cooking dinner? That's the kind of responses we got when we said, do you want to talk about Jesus? This is the reality of this world. They do not need Jesus. Everyone is happy to live in darkness, to hide their thoughts and motivations from God. They think that Jesus means giving up the good things in life. They think that following Jesus will mean they have to give up their freedom. But what kind of life is living in darkness? What kind of life is it to live in darkness? I mean, we saw in the skit, you do not know where you're going. You do not know where you're from. You will stumble around in darkness. Living without Jesus is not true freedom, because we are enslaved to the darkness. We cannot escape it without a light to lead us out. That is why whatever we do in life, if it is without Jesus, it is evil deeds performed in darkness. And we can know this is the truth, and we can know, have certainty, this is the truth, because Jesus died and was resurrected on the cross. Jesus says in verse 28, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. By His death and resurrection, Jesus proves who He was by cleansing our sins in His death, by bringing us out of darkness by His resurrection. Jesus proves He is trustworthy. Jesus proves that He is right. By His death, Jesus proves that He is not just a good man. He is the light of the world that we need to follow. If you have not yet made the decision to follow Jesus right now, this is the time. This is the moment. Make that decision. Follow Him. Do not wait until it is too late, when the light is taken away, when you cannot actually follow Him where He is. Follow Him when you have the offer right now. And if you are following Him, let us persevere. Let us continue following Him. There might be bumps in the road. There might be stumbling blocks in our paths. I mean, there might be times in life when we think we're going through the valley of death or climbing the highest mountains, but we are not in darkness. Even during those times, Jesus is there leading us on. He is the light that is helping us overcome those obstacles. He will lead us Himself. He will not fade or fail. So let us consider whether we ourselves are living as light of the world, as people who must reflect the glory of our Lord. Are we revealing the darkness of this world by how we live? If our lives are no different to the people in darkness, if what we do and what we think and what we say are no different to what this world is saying or doing, how can people know there is a light? How can people know that they are in darkness if we, who needs to be light, do the same thing they do? If our light does not shine, then how can the world know they need Jesus? So let us be the people of light, shining the light of Jesus in the world. Let us not fall back into our old habit of living in the darkness, but follow Jesus and live. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you so much that He is the light of the world, that He came and revealed our sin and convicted us of our sin. Thank you so much for His death and resurrection, that we can now follow Him and be led out of darkness. So Lord, we pray that if there are people here that have not yet made the decision to follow him, that they will make the decision now. And Lord, for those of us who have made the decision, Lord, we pray that we can persevere in following Jesus, and that by following him, we can reveal to the world that they are in darkness and that they need to follow Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.